This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, Anthony, you're a funny guy. We'll talk about Stephon Diggs and his boat coming up at 5:30 as part of Around the NFL. But today we will start the 5 o'clock hour with a little take command for Not My Beat. No major top story. We are hoping tomorrow we'll have David Aldridge in this spot talking NBA Finals and also the end of the NBA on TNT, of which DA was obviously a historically phenomenal part of for a long, long time. But today we are talking about the Commanders on the verge of the second week of OTAs that we'll see. And OTAs aren't exactly a great time for running backs. But we got a mailbag question about Brian Robinson, and it led to a very interesting conversation that we are going to let you hear now. So in lieu of Not My Beat today, a little Hoffman-Paulson football chat for your ears on a Monday. Again, we'll go around the NFL at 5:30 here on the Hoffman Show, but now we'll take command for you.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Take Command podcast. That's Logan Paulson. I'm Craig Hoffman. I hope that everyone had a great weekend as we sit here with you on a mailbag Monday. Logan, how you doing?
Excellent, man. Excited to talk some of these questions. And, you know, it's always a bummer on Monday, but was a good weekend and ready to attack this week, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, look, we love weekends, but when you get to answer fun mailbag questions, interesting mailbag questions, it's only so much of a bummer. We're excited to do this.
That's exactly
There are worse ways to spend a Monday. All right. So we have some fun story time at the end on the heels of one of the truly craziest things I've ever seen in an NFL weight room. So we'll do some fun story time at the end, just the craziest things that we've ever seen pro football players do in the weight room. But we're going to start off with some more substantive questions, Logan, including this one about Brian Robinson. It starts off, my question is about the running game. The short question is that I think there is more evidence that Brian is an average running back, not below average, not above average. Do you guys agree? Here's where we get a little long-winded, so bear with me. But I feel like there is some emotion from the local media to be protective of B-Rob, the player, because he's, from what I hear, such a good guy with a great story. And here are the layers to my point. A, if you have an elite-level running quarterback, it generally brings out career years from running backs, typically because teams can't zone in on the running back alone. See Alfred Morris with RG3, Barkley last season with Hurts, Derrick Henry with Lamar, etc. B, I've heard multiple times that the blocking scheme of this run game is inventive and at a minimum was good in the first half of the season. With that in mind, my question is, if so, shouldn't Brian Robinson have had a great season last year if he was truly an above average running back? Also, some local media members like to say that Brian was great early on, but just faded towards the end of the season when he got banged up. But if you go through this season game to game, that wasn't so. Brian was an inconsistent runner who wavered from good games to bad games from the jump, and that's easy to see if you go through a season game to game. The guy who actually fit the idea of being better earlier in the season and faded later on to an extent was Eckler, but not so much Robinson. Robinson had two of his best games in the first half of the season, but otherwise he almost alternated perfectly from good to bad game week to week. He was wildly inconsistent from game one. Thanks, Mike. All right, Logan. Lot to chew on there.
Yeah.
The simple short version of the question is, how good's Brian Robinson?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good question. And I think he touched on a lot of interesting points there. So I don't know really exactly where to start. First off, I think I'd probably start with like what average running back play is in the NFL, right? I think, you know, there's this kind of, at least in the fan base here, and again, fan bases across the NFL, that the guy you have is special. But really, oftentimes, like this has been my experience, like with tight ends, you know, that I coach or when I played, like you come to the realization that there's a lot of good football players. There's a lot of guys that are very similar, in my case, to me. And you're not this unique wallflower. So like there's a guy like Brian Robinson probably approximating on every single team in the NFL. I think that's the thing with running back. We talk about it every year with the draft. We talk about it every year with free agency. You can find a quote unquote average starting running back relatively easy. I think the problem is that I think every fan wants there to be a, you know, dynamic Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley type impact. And that's just not the case. That they, A, there's not that many athletes like that in the entire world. But B, we've talked about this a ton in terms of how the offensive line impacts running back play. And so I think it's interesting that when he talked about running backs that had good years last year that played with running quarterbacks, you're looking at the Philadelphia Eagles, which is one of the better offensive lines in football. You're looking at the Baltimore Ravens, which they, on paper, I thought, outperformed what their roster kind of construction indicated, right? So, like, the sum of the parts was definitely better than the individual individuals themselves. And they've always had a very strong running culture. Like, I've coached two guys over the last 6 years that have played there, and they spend a ton of time really kind of identifying themselves as a running team. And when you look at, you know, their rushing totals, like obviously Lamar is a big part of that, but they can straight up get in ISO, like get in 22 personnel, so two tight ends, two backs, and run ISO at you. And they're big, strong. They get downhill. Picard does a great job. Derrick Henry does a great job. Their two interior guards do a nice job. So, and Linderbaum's one of the best centers in football. So I think it's somewhat misleading to use those teams as examples or points of comparison because A, you've got special running backs. You've got Derrick Henry and you've got Saquon Barkley. And then you've got one of the better offensive lines in football. And do those quarterbacks run? Absolutely. Does it help them? I'm sure to a certain extent it does. But I think you got to look at the whole picture when kind of aggregating. And so when you take that comparison and then you apply it to Brian Robinson in this case, like what I will say is that I think they did a really good job early in the year, the Washington Commanders, of elevating the offensive line. But as injury comes along, as teams get more exposure to the run schemes, I think the talent deficiency in the offensive line became very apparent. I think there's a reason that Adam Peters and this staff go out and they identify a bunch of, you know, they traded for Laremy Tunsil, they draft an offensive lineman in the first round, they brought in a bunch of kind of what I would say solid backup rotational pieces to kind of add offensive line depth, Nate Herbig being at kind of the forefront of that conversation. So I do think there was a weakness on the offensive line. I think Brian Robinson is kind of the definition of an average running back. And I do think while the scheme was innovative, if you don't have the talent to run it, it becomes an issue as you move down the road. And again, the running quarterback thing is important. But, and we'll talk about this more after I let you, after you kind of give me your thoughts on what I just said, but there is a schematic element that sometimes leads to bad looks for the running back when you have a quarterback that scrambles or is part of the run game, if that makes sense.
Yes, there's a lot here that ultimately I think winds up saying like Brian Robinson is an average NFL running back.
And which, like, is not a bad thing. I think that right. people say that and people are like, oh my gosh, you think Brian's like, to be an NFL running back, you have to be a very good football player. I think Brian's a very good football player, just to be clear.
Right, and I think the next question, too, is like, well, what's the value of having an above-average one? And I think that has been determined to like not be crazy high. Right. And so if that's the case, then like how much is it worth investing in monetarily in terms of salary cap space and or high draft capital? And this, like, there's actually no better example of this than Saquon Barkley. And people are like, wait, what? Saquon helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl last year? Yeah, but he was in the perfect system. So if you have all the other stuff, your running back can take you to an unbelievably high level. But if you don't have the offensive line or the quarterback, a la Saquon with the Giants, Saquon Barkley's not going to win you a ton of football games on his own. And so even though he's clearly way above average, you have to have the system in which to exist. By the same token, if you trade Saquon Barkley and Brian Robinson, I don't know that the Eagles still aren't the best team in football last year. Now, they're not nearly as good. Saquon was unbelievable. His home run, stuff late in games. Like, this is not to take away from Saquon last year. What he did was really special and helped them win games. Like, they're definitely not as good, but the Eagles roster was so good last year. I still don't know, again, that they're not the best team in football. And so if I think statistically about what it means to be an above average or average running back, there is a stat that Next Gen Stats uses called rush yards over expected, which would seem by definition to kind of be the definition of average. Like, hey, it's blocked for this. How often do you get more? And Brian Robinson was 0.1 yards rush yards over expected last year per rush. So like on average, he's getting exactly what is blocked and 0.1 yards more.
Right.
That's like he's by that definition, he's as average can be.
Yeah. And I think, you know, again, Saquon Barkley is a really good junk, and really Derrick Henry too. Like, look at how kind of ineffective he was in Tennessee his last 2 years there. And then look what he did in Baltimore last year. He's kind of on pace for kind of an MVP caliber season, and obviously it doesn't work out for him because he kind of slows near the end of the year. But I do think that, like, even when you look at Saquon and what he did in Philly, like, his, like, there, I forget what the exact statistic is, but it's basically like when you're, like, your stuff percentage. His stuff percentage is very, very high relative to the rest of the league. But because the offensive line there does such a good job of like creating good seams and creating space and getting him into his superpower, which is finding grass and being a great one-on-one kind of creative runner, he's more productive. So I think this is a tough question to kind of isolate B-Rob specifically because, yeah, like the offensive line, it's so, so critical. It's the same conversation in the draft we had with Ashton Gentry and Omarion Hampton and all these backs that are coming out. Is like, is a back worth a first round pick? And obviously, like, if you say, oh, like Saquon for sure is worth a first round pick, or Bijan Robinson's worth a first round pick, but if you look at Atlanta, maybe this is a better example. They had invested a ton of first round capital in the offensive line over the years and had a group that was very, very good. So adding that cherry on the top makes Bijan Robinson extremely effective. So I look at that and I say, I think that's a good way to think about it. If you put Brian Robinson with, I don't know, the Baltimore Ravens, for example, like, is he as good as Derrick Henry? No. But is he a 1,000-yard rusher? I think so. Like, I think if he can stay healthy over the course, and that's another thing that's important to talk about with regards to Brian Robinson is he's nicked up a lot. You know what I mean? His running style, he's very physical, he's very big. Big backs tend to be a little bit more nicked because they take more contacts. And so I look at him and I say to myself, like, if he's healthy for the whole year, we're probably having a different conversation. But remember, he kind of had three games. He's nicked up. He's got, I forget the exact injury, but he's banged up for a couple of weeks. He's not quite 100%. He's back in there. He's back out. Like, that's another thing with running backs that's extremely important to think about. It's one of the reasons Derrick Henry is the best kind of power back of this generation. Marshawn Lynch was one of the best power backs of his generation, is because he can survive these contacts and play a lot of football games. So I look at that and I say, like, all of these things kind of come into this equation. And again, like, just on a pure talent standpoint, I think B-Rob's fine. I think he's a good player. I think he's maybe even slightly above average if you want to give him that. But you're never going to see the best version of him until he's healthy for the year and until the offensive line is a top 15 group, top 10 group in the league. And I think, and that's not an indictment of the guys that played last year, but I think there were times where you watched them against Pittsburgh, against Philadelphia, where they felt overmatched and there's not a lot of space for the running back to go.
Well, and again, like you said, it depends on the superpower of each back. Like, some guys are great at dirty runs and like their stats are never going to be amazing, but they get turned a bunch of minus twos into plus twos. And it's like, that guy averages 2 yards a carry. It's like, yeah, but he should be averaging minus two. And so like, if that's their superpower, that's one thing. If you're Saquon and you get stuffed all the time, but it doesn't matter because then you're going to hit a 60 yarder and more than make up for it. You want an O-line like Philly that's going to open up these big gashing holes, and B-Rob's running style, you know, where that fits along that spectrum is obviously a relevant factor here. I'm going to ask you the question, though, that I get all the time in like comments, et cetera. We didn't, you know, formally get it in the inbox, but what about him versus Chris Rodriguez? Because if you look at the stats last year, like Rodriguez is like everything is a better stat. And I realize that these require context. There's the one game where he comes in and has like 100 yards or whatever in the fourth quarter. And it's like, okay, well, he got to go against a tired defense. He's fresh. Like you can, I don't want to say make excuses, but you can contextualize till the cows come home on some of this stuff. But ultimately, when you look at rush yards over expected, EPA gain, like all of the advanced metrics favor Chris Rodriguez as a runner by decent enough margins that I would call it significant. So when you watch those two and you look at all the non-running stuff, right? Because running back is also more than just a position that gets handed the ball and has to run.
Right.
It's pass blocking, it's receiving, it's, you know, understanding your assignment. It's all that kind of stuff. There's a trust level with that position that's really, really vital. So when you look at those two players, why is Brian Robinson consistently being named the starter over Chris Rodriguez when the rushing statistics favor Rodriguez, albeit in smaller sample sizes?
Yeah, I think Brian Robinson's just a better athlete. I think that's kind of the first highest level data point I would point to. Like, he's just got a little bit more explosiveness, a little bit more twitch to him. Now, like what you said, I think I agree with it. I think the film supports it. Is Brian Robinson or Chris Rodriguez is better kind of at taking those, you know, neutral runs and turning them into positive runs. And I prefer that running style for a runner. But like you said, it's more nuanced than that, right? So I look at B-Rob and he's much more dangerous with the ball in his hands, catching the football, right? He can catch the football much more naturally, right? He's a little, again, like he's more explosive. And I think that's one of the things that when you look at these top flight running backs, right? You look at the guys we just talked about, Saquon, Derrick Henry, you know, Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, is they have an explosive playmaking ability. And I'm not sure that Chris Rodriguez has that on a down-to-down basis. Like, I think he's a special runner. He's a special runner at maximizing breaking tackles, but the ability to hit an explosive play is something that you can't necessarily coach. And I think that's where B-Rob's value over Chris Rodriguez starts to show up.
Yeah. I would have to do some quick math on the percentages here. Well, I guess it's kind of similar on this, but they track the GPS data, right? So I've got on NFL Pro in front of me the 10 plus yard runs and then the 15, like how often do you hit 15 miles an hour? How often do you hit 20? And the only back to hit 20 last year for Washington was B-Rob. He did it one time. It was that 40-yarder against Tennessee. 15-plus miles per hour on runs. Chris Rodriguez, in 35 carries, only hit that one time. Right. So that's one out of every 35 carries. B-Rob hit 15 miles an hour 18 times in 187 carries. So that's one in every 10. So if you want some numbers, some data to support that explosive ability, even though Chris Rodriguez more yards over expected, more rush EPA, more yards after contact, if you want the ability to be a home run and you add in like the screen game and the other things that B-Rob can do as a route runner, then you start to tell the tale of why Robinson is worth it as a starting back over someone like Rodriguez.
And that's why one of the reasons I'd say like B-Rob to me feels like average plus, you know, because of the physicality. He's a big dude, man. He's 6'2", he's 225, almost 230. He can run, he can open up a little bit, he catches the football well. Like, he's just a big athletic guy. And so I think you know, one of the things that sticks out to me is like, can you be healthy? And like, sometimes backs can't control that, but I look at the way like Derrick Henry works, the way that Nick Chubb works, the way that some of these guys that have been really iconic backs, they work off the field. Like, they're able to kind of mitigate some of that stuff in terms of how they take care of their body. And B-Rob, the only reason I bring this up is because B-Rob is a relatively young player. And so a lot of times these young players haven't really figured out what it takes off the field to get there. And I have no inside baseball on that. I'm just saying, based on my experience in an NFL locker room, that takes a couple of years. You know, like, I think about, you know, Santana Moss tells these stories all the time. Guys will be in their third, fourth year. They wouldn't have guys taking care of them off the field. They wouldn't have a really good weightlifting program. They wouldn't have a massage therapist. And then that's where you get like a mentor and you're like, hey, that's the value of Austin Eckler to come in and be like, hey, man, let's make sure that we're touching this the right way. We're hitting this lift on Monday. We're going to see the massage therapist afterwards. We're getting in the cold tubs. We're not going out to the wee hours of the morning. And I'm not saying that he is, but I just know young players, that's something that they do, right? It's the first time you get a lot of money, you go out and you have a good time, and the special ones are guys that don't always do that. So I think as he gets a little bit more mature, like hopefully he'll be able to take care of himself a little bit better. And because again, like he runs hard, and I like guys who run like that, just there's a history of them being nicked up, right? And like, you know, Alfred Morris is a great example. Like in the question you mentioned, Alfred Morris took care of himself at such a high level, right? And that's one of the reasons he was able to be so durable while getting all those touches. And so I think there's a little bit of that going on too, right? Is how do you, like, what's your process? And again, like I do a lot of mentoring for young players coming in the NFL through my agent. And one of the things that's just like, what's your process? How do we take care of ourselves? And that's the one of the biggest kind of coaching points. So again, I think, can he stay healthy for the year? Because again, the athleticism, the physicality, the mindset, it's there. It's just about kind of making sure it's all packed together for a full season. And again, I do think playing behind a better offensive line or a more physically talented offensive line is going to help any back that runs behind them.
No doubt about it. So we'll see, something to watch, not so much in the spring because running backs don't do anything meaningful in the spring. I mean, they do for their development, but not that we can see from an evaluation standpoint, but certainly something to watch in training camp and in the preseason games.
Yeah. And I think the one of the other quick points I want to touch on is the question, I think you mentioned like quarterback run game and how that impacts running back success. So one of the things with RPOs and one of the things with zone reads, so zone read is like kind of your back's offset to the right. I'm reading the right defensive end. He's unblocked and I'm going to pull it or I'm going to
read option in Madden.
Yeah. I'm reading that player. So you're not blocking a player in the defense. And if the read's not good or if the defense is running a specific stunt, you can run into some absolutely disastrous looks. Like, and so I do think while there's this perception that it helps running backs, it helps your overall run game ecosystem. But oftentimes backs are running into bad looks. So another example is on an RPO as a point of comparison, is I'm not reading the defensive end, but I'm reading the off-ball linebacker to the passing concept, right? If I make a misread or the linebacker plays it well, there's an unblocked player that's going to the hole that I'm trying to get to as a running back. So you do run into these looks with the quarterback run game where you're not blocking a player because of the quarterback's ability to run. But if the quarterback makes a bad decision or they present a different look or there's a numbers issue, right, into the zone read, like let's say, for example, like let's say the zone read's a good example. Like there's a two look out there. So there's a defensive end and a linebacker or safety right outside of them. They have dictated to me that I have to give that football. And so now you're not blocking a player and I can't pull it as a quarterback. And so the running back is going to run into a brick wall. And so like there's this perception that it helps you, it helps the back, but it actually doesn't help the back as much as it helps the whole running ecosystem. And people say, well, what about Derrick Henry and the great year he had? If you look at the runs he had, they're from the dot with a fullback getting downhill. It's not so much Jon Reed stuff because it doesn't let his engine get going the same way. Saquon Barkley, like, look at what they did against us specifically. A lot of outside zone, a lot of bounce, a lot of perimeter stuff. It's not off the zone read or the option because they want to make sure they have hats for hats and let this running back do his thing. So I think that's something to keep in mind, too, when kind of framing the run game. Yes, a running quarterback helps raise the floor of your running game because you're going to get 600 yards rushing from a quarterback, right? But it can be detrimental to a back because it gives them muddy looks or ineffective looks to run into.
In other words, it helps the quarterback's side of the quarterback run game a lot to have a great back because defense is more likely to crash on that back or set things up where they're willing to take the risk on the quarterback pulling it. But that also means that the back is not necessarily set up for success. If you can manipulate that as a defense, then yikes for the back. That's a great point. All right, if you want answers to the rest of our mailbag questions, as well as to know what the questions are, then check out Take Command. We also had some really fun stories at the end about some of the craziest things we've ever seen NFL players do in the weight room. After Anthony, did you see the viral video this weekend of the Rams punter squatting 700 pounds?
I did not.
Yeah, apparently he squats 700, deadlifts 800. I was telling you about it. I had a good squat day today. I did not squat 700 pounds.
You say he deadlifts 800 pounds?
Yeah. Why is that somehow surprising to you after I told you he squatted 700?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know the two were kind of related, but I guess.
Yeah, of course they're related. You're lifting weights with your legs.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't do it a lot.
Deadlifts are stronger. Are you skipping leg day?
No. I don't skip leg day. I do the bare minimum is what I'll do some RDLs.
Okay, we're going to talk about your leg day in the break. When we get back, we're going to talk about football players doing all kinds of things, including retiring. Two surprise retirements today in the NFL. We'll give you the latest around the NFL next. Then we will do some story time with Anthony, although not about his leg days, coming up at 5:45 here on The Hoffman Show.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, which is a visual experience. It's a shame that it is not also a higher sensory experience. Anthony just came in here eating a bag of Doritos, and now my studio smells like Doritos. Yeah, you got the orange fingers to prove it. I just have the smell of cheese in here, Anthony.
It tastes so good.
Yeah, like I remember how Doritos taste. I don't think I can have them anymore. Oh.
What about the Cool Ranch?
I mean, the thing is, like, I don't know. Doritos ain't real cheese. Maybe I could. I'm a little scared of super highly processed foods, and that's not like a general statement. It's my personal, the way my whole eating system works. Try not to get too graphic here. Certain stuff, and I have fights. And I don't think Doritos would be good for me. But I don't know. Anthony, Reed, you still have the bag? Does it say like at the bottom where it has the allergens? Does it say like contains milk?
It says cheddar cheese parentheses milk cheese.
Okay, so there is some element of real cheese in Doritos cheese.
Yeah, sadly.
I mean, sadly is a relative term. It keeps the temptation
away. Some skim milk in here, too.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Definitely can't have that. So you can have your Doritos. Apparently, you can just leave the smell over here. Thanks. Thanks for that. All right, it's time now to go around the NFL. 5:30 on a Monday during the season, we do this. And we go around the NFL and we go, hey, here's all the games. Let's talk about them. We picked most of them correct, or some weekends, none of them correct. But we just got a bunch of random news and notes here on a Monday, Anthony, starting in Detroit, where we have, like, real news. Frank Ragnow retired. I'm guessing the Lions had to have some indication this was happening, but it is still a huge bummer if you lose your Pro Bowl center in an offseason, period, but especially in June of an offseason. The good thing for them is they did take a center in the second round, so it does seem like they perhaps knew or at least prepared for the possibility, because otherwise, why would you take a center in the second round, especially one who is 24 years old already and is more senior and ready to play? But it looks like they're going to be starting a rookie center in year one without Ben Johnson, and you also have turned around the entire interior of that offensive line. Taylor Decker, who's getting up there in age, is still your left tackle. Penei Sewell, who is the best tackle, you know, in the entire league at this point, is at right tackle. But you have now switched out both guards and your center in an offense that was very offensive line dependent, as well as your offensive coordinator. This is going to be a very interesting year in Detroit.
Yeah, definitely a surprise, just because, again, we knew how instrumental the offensive line was for their success. Jared Goff isn't the same, you know, player when he's, you know, doesn't have all these Pro Bowlers in front of him. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how he responds. Also how the run game looks. I think they were able to have a lot of success on the offensive side of the ball just because of how good their offensive line was. But I'm not going to lie, Craig, it's a little concerning, because we saw, like, from the Commanders' viewpoint at firsthand, how missing Tyler Biotis really impacted the line last year. So I think this is going to be tough for them, especially because the interior, as you just pointed out, is all new.
Yeah, it's just a lot of moving pieces, and, you know, how are they going to sequence plays? Are they as effective in the run game? I mean, that's a huge part, right? If you're living in second and six all the time, like, it's a lot easier to operate as an offense, especially one that wants to take a lot of shots. You can get in second and six, you either take your shot there, your whole playbook's open. Can you get in third and short, especially when you've got an aggressive coach like Dan Campbell who's willing to go for it on fourth down? It opens up the possibilities on third down. Teams are guarding against the sticks, and you just take a shot deep knowing you're going for it on fourth down anyway. So there's just a ton of stuff that gets opened up by quality O-line play on top of the protection that it gives your quarterback, and we don't know if they're going to have either. And so this was also a very, very offensive line-based scheme, the stuff that they were able to do. The good news, I think, for them is Hank Fraley, who is their offensive line coach, was recruited by multiple teams to potentially be an offensive coordinator and ultimately decided to stay behind in Detroit. So that is a huge boon for the coaching moving forward, because he's very, very good and is an important part of what they do schematically. Obviously, Dan Campbell is a bigger part of what they do schematically than I think people realize. So we will, although I just said obviously is bigger than people realize, which is a sentence that if you think about it too hard, Anthony, doesn't make any sense. But people get what I'm saying, which is that Dan Campbell's important. It's not all Ben Johnson, even if Johnson was the mastermind that was leading that attack, and it's going to be very interesting to see what they do here in year one without him. Other retirement today in the NFL, this is a former Commander, actually, not nearly as significant of a piece for the current team. Ronald Darby retiring, spent 10 seasons starting in Philadelphia, eventually here in Washington, had a good season, kind of one of those, why didn't they bring him back deals after he played well for Rivera for a year. Ultimately was in Houston, and told the Texans today that he is retiring. So some of these vets getting into minicamp and going, yeah, I'm good. I don't want to do this anymore. Or in, you know, Ragnow's case, kind of the realization that I can't do it anymore, that it's just not worth it for my body, and I got to think about my future. And so for him, that's what the decision was. For Darby, it's just like, I'm good. I'm getting out of here. And so that's that. Ronald Darby retiring from the NFL after 10 seasons.
Yeah, I'm realizing I'm getting old, Craig, because when I was in high school, he actually played locally here at Potomac. So I got to see him. I got to see him run a couple of times as well. But yeah, guys that I was in school with are retiring from the NFL. It's getting a little concerning.
I mean, Ragnow's only 29.
Oh, wow. He's the same age as me.
Yeah. So, I mean, he played only seven seasons. So at least they're just retiring early.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily just, you know, retiring.
Yeah. I mean, 10 years in the NFL, like, I think a lot of people that have played in the NFL.
Darby for 10 years, that's a full career.
Yeah.
But he's a little bit older than you, at least, at this point. But, yeah, Matt, I'm looking around. Look, I've said this before. Say it quietly again. I don't think she's listening because I don't think she listens on a regular basis. She's a busy lady. But one of my very good friends is Alicia Clark, mm-hmm. who's currently the oldest player in the WNBA. We went to college together. So this is someone who is my literal peer, is the oldest player in her league.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the oldest dude in the NBA not named LeBron? Is Steph the second oldest player
in the
league? Oh, that's a good point. Chris Paul. Yeah, those guys are older than me. So I'm still good there. Steph is more close to my age. He's still got a couple years on me.
Yeah.
But like we were in college at the same time. Chris Paul
is Kevin Durant older than Curry?
Older than Curry? No.
Oh.
Because Curry played multiple years at Davidson and I believe was drafted in was he in the same draft? Are they both 07?
I think KD's 07. Steph might be
Steph Curry draft. He might have been 08. He was the 7th pick in the 2009 draft.
Yeah,
so actually, Curry and Durant might be the same age. Now I got to find out. Hold on. Steph Curry, welcome to Around the NFL, where we do ages of random NBA players. March 14th, 1988. Okay. Kevin Durant.
March 14th, 1988.
Was September 29th, 1988. So KD's younger, even though he was drafted 2 years before because Steph stayed in school.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we got that resolved.
The conclusion we've come to is that Craig
is not old. Yay! By the way, very funny viral video. The Chicago Stars, NWSL, they asked all their players. I feel like we're going to see versions of this going around. This is too good of an idea for other teams not to steal. What year does someone have to be born to be considered old? Girls passed the vibe test. They were talking about their parents and their grandparents. And I was like, thank you. Thank you. There was a couple. Then there was one girl who was born in 2001 that was like anything that starts with a 19. And the rest of the girls were like, screw you. Screw you. Apropos of none of that, continuing around the NFL, Stephon Diggs was at the Patriots OTA today. Just said, hey, everybody, I'm here. After he was on a boat with Cardi B this past weekend, they shared... I don't want to make it sound worse than it was. Anthony, how would you describe the... there was the one video with him and the other girls and what looked to be some kind of drug. Appeared. We don't know. Allegedly. And then there was the video that Cardi put out this weekend. How would you describe that video without being too descriptive?
They were having fun on the boat.
Yeah, but like not...
Dancing?
Yeah.
It could have been, you know, for more so private... consumption, I guess, but you know,
yeah,
they felt comfortable enough, you know, putting it out.
Yeah, so, yeah. It looked like something that could have been in one of Cardi's videos.
Yeah, well, that too.
And you know, that's typically not the kind of thing that NFL coaches are psyched about their players being involved in. And look, that's fine. What they do in their private life is fine. They chose to make that public, and that's their choice as well. They're adults. We're adults. Everyone's adults. But it is kind of funny that this is the Patriots that is Belichick's former organization. And it's like, yeah, well, maybe some of Belichick's stuff wasn't on the level either, because look at what chaos he has now. And now you got Vrabel in charge, and it just, I don't know. It's not ideal in a sport that hates distractions, hates all this stuff. But at the end of the day, if Stephon Diggs can go out and catch footballs, then there'll be jokes that are made all season long, but at least there'll be ones that he can laugh at too, as opposed to whatever's happening right now.
But yeah, he's back. I would imagine Mike gave him a stern talk. Maybe not a stern talking to, but he's
what's he gonna say? Hey man, don't spend your free time not coming to a voluntary thing. Do it, but don't, like, it's voluntary.
True.
And that's the thing. Now, if I'm Diggs, is it a, and I'm hearing rumors like, oh, is he even gonna make it to training camp? Do I show up for work today and make sure that the voluntary portion I'm at and be like, hey guys, remember I'm good at football? Probably made a business decision to come on in for the second OTA.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. Also, like, what do you say in terms of comment? Hey, do you have any comment on Diggs' video? No. No, I don't.
No.
Thanks. Thanks for asking. You got nothing? No. It was what players do outside of the building is none of my business unless it becomes my business.
And I'm going to see if he spoke today.
I'm not making this one of my businesses. All right. That is kind of this, that, and the other thing around the NFL. But we got to talk about real football next. Anthony Haney has taken home his first career flag football trophy. We will get the story from the behind the scenes of it all next before we get into some sound fresh from Josh Harris coming up at 6 o'clock on some of the latest developments at RFK Stadium. Josh Harris on the Stadium Project coming up at 6 p.m. here on The Hoffman Show.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Bunch of different stuff coming up at 6 o'clock hour. Starting, though, with Josh Harris making some comments on a podcast recently with some updates on the Commander Stadium situation, how it all went down with the state of Maryland, how he made sure that they were taken care of, and what happens next for Washington as they await city council approval this summer on the RFK site. But top football story of the day, we got a champion in our midst. Anthony Haney, congratulations on your first career trophy as a flag football player.
All right, so one correction. This is my second technical trophy, but this is my first league trophy. Like, we've never won the league before.
So what did you get a trophy for the first time?
It was a tournament in, where were we playing?
So you've won a random tournament before. Not random. You've won a tournament before.
Yeah, I won a tournament before, but never a league.
But a league trophy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anthony, congratulations on your first league trophy.
And you want to know what's even crazier about us winning this league?
What's that?
We didn't have a win in the regular season. And part of the reason we didn't have a win in the regular season is because we didn't have a lot of guys come out to Baltimore. So the league was in Baltimore. So some weeks we would have like 12 people.
So hold on.
Everybody makes the playoffs.
So you won the league, but you really just won. You basically won another tournament. You won the playoffs.
All right. Yeah. So essentially
that's how they give out the Super Bowl trophy too. But like, you don't make the playoffs if you don't win a game. The Detroit Lions of 2000 and whatever that year was did not get to go to the playoffs and have a chance to win the league. Tell me more.
Most weeks we only had like 12, 13, 14 people at max. Because a lot of people, they have commitments. Also, Baltimore is far, and sometimes you don't want to make that drive. I missed a couple of games because I was busy as well. But when it was all said and done, and we all had to, you know, be there on Championship Sunday, that's what we like to call it, Championship Sunday. Everybody came to play. Like, our first game, I will say, was a little tighter than we expected. But the championship game, 19-0, Craig. And that's when our team is at full strength. So we see what we can be at full strength.
How many weeks was the playoffs?
Oh, no, it's only one day.
So you won a one-day tournament?
Yeah.
But you won the league?
Yeah, so like, it's tournament style.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
That's every tournament, though. Like, you go to nationals, league, tournaments.
But, and I guess the seeding is fake. Because you guys were clearly good, even though you didn't seem to be good throughout the year.
Yeah, but sometimes those first team, but I mean, if you're first or second in the league, you don't have to play as many games. Mm. So
you guys did it the hard way.
Yeah, I think you earn a bye. Yeah,
yeah,
you earn a bye, and then you play the lower seeds.
Now, as you talk, Anthony, I feel like your voice is a little hoarse.
Is
that a football situation?
Yeah. So my voice is hoarse because on a 4th and 19, Craig, 4th and 19, you got to get 20 yards in order to pick up the first down.
I believe it or not, I know how that works. Oh, okay. 4th and 19. It doesn't seem like it's flag football. So if you get 17, they go, it's close enough. I understand how 4th and 19.
The quarterback makes, I'm not going to lie, it was one of the best throws. It was on me. One of the best throws you can throw. And the receiver I'm checking is like 6'4". He moves like DK Mac. He's actually very fast. And I'm convinced he can do a between the legs windmill because his quarterback essentially just threw a jump ball at the first down marker. And this dude skied, man. I'm looking like, oh my gosh. And mind you, Craig, I can dunk. I can touch the rim. I got some bounce. Okay, I'm not going to say.
You can't dunk.
I can't dunk consistently.
You have dunked.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't dunk. Anyway. I just feel like I'm the wet blanket on your entire story, but you keep saying things that are factually inaccurate.
Yeah.
And I'm a journalist, damn it.
All right. Anyway, I can jump a little bit.
Yeah.
But the quarterback put it in a position where only the receiver can go get it. So as I'm
seeing
him,
he's 6'4 and you're not.
Yeah. All up in the air, grabbing the ball. I'm jumping to like hit the ball through his hands as he's coming down. As he does that, he elbows me in the throat. And man, well, so like during the actual play, I didn't even realize I got hit in the throat. It wasn't until I got up and started trying to talk to my teammates where I was like, I can't talk. Like they couldn't hear me. My voice was just like so done up. I couldn't say anything. I was struggling. I was practically whispering.
Oh, well, yeah. I think we should probably retire your voice for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's the tale of Anthony's weekend, league victory.
Yeah.
Despite winning no games in the league.
And so, you want to know what's crazy, Craig? We have another one in 2 weeks. And we didn't win a game in that. No, actually, I lied. We won one game. Did we win a game? I don't think we won a game.
Someone tell Jim Mora. A playoffs? I'm talking about playoffs. We can't even win a game. Yeah. Right? That was the quote. That was the press conference. That was the favorite famous Jim Mora bit. Jim, you were coaching in the wrong league. The NFL, go to Anthony's Flag League. You don't have to win until you do. And that's when they got the job done. Congratulations.
Hey, we're not the first team to go 0-0 whatever and win the league championship. Just saying.
That sounds like a problem with the league. That's story time with Anthony Haney, everybody. When we get back, Josh Harris talking about RFK Stadium and how he made good with the state of Maryland on the way out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.